MIDALE. The Southeast Aaron Well Servicing U18AA Goldwings female hockey team picked up a pair of wins on home ice in Middale. The first was a 4-0 victory Friday over the Parkland Fire. After a scoreless first period, Brooke Allen scored twice in 5 minutes for a 2-0 Wings lead, and Jade Navo added to the lead before the period was out. Caitlin Thackeray rounded out the scoring in the third. Ivy Grant earned the shutout in goal. Then on Sunday, they rallied from a 3-0 deficit after two periods to win 5-4 over the Warman Wildcats. Boston Runge and Navo scored in the first 2 minutes of the third, Thackeray tallied to tie the game, and after Warman took a 4-3 lead, Navo and Runge scored again to put the Wings ahead with less than 5 minutes to play. Grant was in goal for the win. The Goldwings, 3-2, will visit the Fire in Melville on November 12. The Carlisle U18A Wildcats opened their season with a 2-1 win over the Southeast TS&M Goldwings Friday night in Middale. Ksenia Einarsson scored the opening goal late in the first period for Carlisle. Akiria Lonechild added to the lead early in the second. Delaney Knoll had the Goldwings' lone goal with 4:54 to play in the middle frame. Caitlin McFadden was in goal for the Wings. Riley Scott was the Wildcats' goalie. The Wildcats' next game was a 10-1 loss to the Prairie Storm on Saturday in White City. Dixie Korskaden had Carlisle's lone goal with 2 minutes to play in the first period, and it left the Wildcats down just one. Lexi Pirlo was in goal. The Storm and the Wildcats were to play Sunday in Carlisle, but it was postponed due to weather. Carlisle will host the Milestone Flyers on November 12 at 1 p.m. and the Goldwings the following day at 1:30 p.m. The Goldwings, 0-4, were to visit the Wood River Icecats on Sunday in Lafleche, but it was also postponed. They will host the Prairie Storm on November 12 at 4 p.m. in Middale and then visit Carlisle the following day. The Southeast Whitecap U15AA Goldwings dropped an 11-3 decision against the Regina Rebels Saturday in Weyburn. Ella Schenher scored 9 seconds into the game for the Wings and Samara Seggers added to the lead a few minutes later. Schenner scored again before the period was out for a 3-2 Wings lead. The Rebels tied the game before the end of the first, and added 4 in each of the second and third periods. Kira Barker was in goal. The two teams were to play the following day in Weyburn, but it was postponed. The Goldwings, 1-7-1, will host the Prince Albert Foxes November 12 and 13 in Weyburn. The Estevan Southland Pulse U15A Bearcats played the Borderland Badgers to a 7-7 tie Saturday in Wawota. The Bearcats were up 3-0 at one point in the first period, but then were down 7-5 after two and needed to rally in the third. Taya Northrup, Brianna Fleck and Rael Curtis scored in the first period. Katie Sauter and Fleck tallied in the second and again in the third. Sauter's goal early in the third was the tying goal. Kayla Mitchell was in goal for the Bearcats. They were supposed to visit the Weyburn Goldwings November 6 in Weyburn, but the game was postponed.